Roma.
Forget about the victims who lost their lives. We can argue about how far we have come or how far we have slid in the wrong direction when it comes to the answer to the riddle of will we ever learn. Some people think that we haven't learned, and we're lucky that we haven't been caught in the crosshairs again. What a way to start this show. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. You know, my story, I was back east living in the New York, New Jersey area when 9/11 went down. It was horrendous. Afterwards, it was amazing the way people really stuck together, and not just in that area, but around the entire country. And it was very chilling to see day after day after day the hole in the sky, the bridges that were blocked off, trying to fly back and forth to different areas and having just a handful of people on the flights, the confusion over the Department of Homeland Security and some of the new rules, and how overnight, seemingly, our world was turned upside down. But have we come any further in the security department since that day? The answer is, on some levels, yes, because our intelligence, the sharing, has gotten a lot better. And we have some great people who work in intelligence, despite the buffoons who often run the show. They still do their jobs. We've had lots of those people on the show to talk about that, to talk about things they've seen, things that have been stopped, what they're looking for, all of that, and much more than that. However, we smash our heads against a crazy bureaucracy, I think, when it comes to what we really should be doing when it comes to security across the nation, especially in some of those border areas that are wide open, and the ports. Some of the ports, we're really lucky that some printers didn't get delivered to where they were supposed to be delivered just a few months ago, because there's always new ways that people that want to do harm to Americans are trying to think of to get past whatever the security measures are. So coming up in our next segment here during this hour of America Tonight, terrorism expert Jeff Atticott joins us to talk about what happened that day, what the misses are, what we need to do in the future to secure the U.S. as much as possible. Because you can never, I don't care who you are, you can never say 100% we don't have to worry, because, of course, that answer is not true. There is no 100% when it comes to protection. There just isn't. But there are other things that we could be doing, I think, that would keep us a lot safer. And luckily, we do have those diligent people who have been able to infiltrate some of the sleeper cells, get into the trust, win the confidence of some of the people who would like to see harm come our way. So 9/11, 11 years later, still is a very somber day for people. And the names were read out in Shanksville and in New York and at the Pentagon as well for all the lives that were ultimately lost. Also, this hour of America Tonight, besides talking about 9/11, where you were, and do you feel as though we're any better off just from the security point of view, we're going to talk about some of the things that are happening around the world and closer to home. Scary stuff when it comes to these protesters in Libya and in Egypt. They stormed the embassy, the U.S. embassy in Cairo. I mean, right up and over 2,000 people or so they ended up grabbing the flag, and an American was killed in the Libya protests, and all of this is over a film. That filmmaker in hiding now as a result of that, a film about the Prophet Muhammad and ultimately the rage that evoked there, just completely off the rails. There were gunshots and there were certainly fires that were started up. It was crazy because I just happened to see a little snippet of it. You know when somebody tweets you something or they send you a photograph, Instagram, whatever, and you don't quite know what it is yet? You barely opened your eyes and you're looking at it like, whoa, where is this? And you don't know the headline. You don't know the whole story. But there was massive fury at the embassy in Cairo, especially, certainly it was there. They were just trying to go after whoever they could. So both Libya and Egypt, of course, have turmoil of their own going on, since you have Muammar Gaddafi and Mubarak, who were booted with the uprisings that are going on. And then with this film, this just pushed them over the edge. In Benghazi, the mob just stormed the consulate, and they were just firing as soon as they jumped over. And somebody who was a witness there said the attackers just, you know, not besides the automatic weapons, set off rocket-propelled grenades when they were clashing with the Libyans who were hired to guard that facility. So the worry is that this could spread to other places. Could be that we'll have to pull out some of our personnel, because how safe can they be, especially when it comes to any of the spots in the Middle East? Ultimately taking down the American flag. They had a black flag with a Muslim declaration of faith that went up. And what it said on it was, there is no God but God and Muhammad and his prophet. It's a banner that is used by Al-Qaeda and used by some other people in those areas. So the protesters went up the walls, like I said, went into the courtyard, took down the American flag, brought it to the crowd outside. They tried to burn it, but they tore it apart. When they couldn't really light it up, they tore it apart. And this is in Cairo, so they're worried about more violence erupting. And most of this was about the film that talks about the Prophet Muhammad. And remember, Muslims find it offensive to depict Muhammad in any way, much less in any kind of an insulting way. If you go back to the characters of the Prophet Muhammad, remember in the Danish newspaper, there were riots in a whole bunch of Muslim countries, and the guy who did the characters had to have a panic room in his place. He barely escaped getting murdered in his house when he was there with his granddaughter. And so what happened was a 14-minute trailer of a movie came out, and that set off the crowds. It was on YouTube. There was one that was dubbed into Arabic, and then there was the original English version. So once that went up, that's when everybody decided to act, at least in those two particular areas, and they think it's going to happen in some of the other spots as well. Stay with us. We're going to talk about the hot spots in the Middle East with Jeff Atticott, and are we any safer after 9/11? That's next.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price and you could lose money, but it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Thanks for joining us on this day.
I'm doing great, Kate.
The day of September 11th, where were you, and do you remember what your initial thoughts were when we started to find out what was really happening?
Well, obviously, everybody remembers where they were. I was in my home with my wife and my new about 8-month-old son, and we were watching the news. I was getting ready to go teach at the law school in the morning, and the first plane that crashed in there, we said, oh, that's interesting, and I immediately said, that's not an accident. You don't have a jet aircraft crash into the Twin Towers like that. And then when the second plane went in, I was convinced it was, you know, a terrorist attack. I had published a chapter in a book in 2000, the year before, that was published by the Army War College, where I put in very bold print that the Al-Qaeda was going to attack us. We knew that they were experimenting with planes because of what happened in the Philippines some years before 9/11. And we know that radical Islamic extremism has an affinity for airplanes. So I, you know, my first gut reaction was, yep, it's terrorism. It's probably radical Islamic extremism of some sort. And so, you know, this is the longest war now in American history, 11 years later.
Yeah. The looking at some of the changes that happened with government agencies, Homeland Security, the development there, you and I have talked a lot about TSA. How do you, let's just take those two agencies, basically one wrapped into the other. And do you, one, think they're effective? And two, if you had your way, would they go away or would you tweak them somehow?
Well, you know, we have a gigantic bureaucracy. One of the changes came out of 9/11 was to try to consolidate some of the various intelligence agencies and Homeland Security responsibilities into one, you know, big umbrella. I remember visiting DHS when it first stood up in basically trailers in D.C. The concept was good, but it's become extremely politicized, particularly under the Obama administration and Janet Napolitano. So I'm always a believer that, you know, yeah, we need consolidation, but we've seen so many failures by the Department of Homeland Security. They've had successes. They've had failures. It's a sprawling bureaucracy now. It remains to be seen whether it was a good idea or not. But, you know, if you're trying to stop me at the airport, as I said many times, at the train station or the bus stop, you're too late. I think the funds could be better spent in gathering intelligence instead of doing things that we're doing at the, you know, at the airport, spending billions of dollars. We're not doing the same security at bus stations, at train stations. I understand that airplanes, you know, are spectacular terrorist magnets because of what can occur on those aircraft. But, you know, we're moving forward. We've overreacted a lot. We've underreacted in other cases. But I think the biggest threat right now is people have hit the slumber button on the alarm clock. They're kind of, it's a distant issue to them, and they realize we've lost the war in Afghanistan under this administration. People just want to get out as quickly as possible and try to get things back to a you know, more law enforcement role as opposed to using our military.
Yeah, and talking about law enforcement, would you say that some of the people in law enforcement, for their part, the individuals, have done a good job in catching some of the possible terroristic acts?
Yeah, I'm very impressed with the rank and file law enforcement, federal, state, local. They've done a fantastic job, and the mistakes we've seen have been at the political level, at the higher-up levels of Obama. And Bush had some missteps also, but, you know, trying to wish this whole war away, the schizophrenia with wanting to try people in federal courts, wanting to close down military commissions, wanting to get rid of Gitmo, and then reversing his decisions almost every other day, you know, that doesn't send good signals that you know what you're doing. But I think the rank and file are doing a great job. Our soldiers in the field are doing what they have to do, even though they realize the war's lost, that one-third of our casualties this year have been caused by friendly fire, that the Obama administration has rules of engagement in place that tie both hands behind soldiers' backs. They can't even fight. But, you know, they're doing their duty, and that's one of the great things about the American military, the American law enforcement, is they grit their teeth, they do their job, they do their duty, do the best they can, and kind of shake their heads at the power lust in the upper echelons.
Yeah, I agree with you wholeheartedly. We've been able to have a few of those people on. So we look at what, as you call, the rank and file, you're right, and what they've been able to do. And then the intelligence gathering, a lot of that, of course, in some of these hornet's nests in the Middle East. If you were to rank the hottest places that we have to be concerned about, what would you say? Is it Yemen? Is that the number one hotspot?
Well, I would say Jordan right now, and that's kind of a sleeper. Well, Jordan, what's going on there? Well, Jordan is about ready to go the way of Egypt, to go the way of Libya, and if that happens, we've got some real problems because they have that long border with Israel on the West Bank. They have the cloud, the storm clouds are gathering in Jordan to have a quote-unquote Arab Spring, which is an Arab winter or an Arab nightmare, and radical Islamic extremism will take over in Jordan, and then we will have some, you know, there definitely have to be another war in the Middle East to kind of set the balance back. But I think Egypt is a huge problem. It's moving more and more towards radical Islamic extremism. And, of course, the problem in Syria is, from our perspective, that's not really a problem from our national security's perspective. If Assad leaves, I can guarantee you what takes his place is worse than Assad ever dreamed about. But, you know, we've got to know how to intervene, when to intervene, and when to just kind of, you know, follow the course of history, I suppose. But, yeah, radical Islamic extremism is a growing threat.
Yeah. Looking at extremism and obviously the Israelis are concerned with what's happening, you see that the White House, there's now denying that President Obama was snubbing the prime minister on his U.S. visit, but he's not meeting with Netanyahu. Is that a big mistake?
You know, this president's made so many errors in national security issues that it's I can't figure out, you know, who his advisors are or whether he just ignores good advice, because you would think just the law of averages that you would flip a coin and get, you know, something right sometime. He did get the order to kill Osama bin Laden correct, but beyond that, I can't think of anything that he has really been on the right side in terms of promoting what's best in the national security interest of this country, not the quote-unquote world. You know, I think all Americans at heart understand that nationalism is the only viable way to think about your country. I mean, it's nice to have other countries like you or not like you, but what's in our best national interest, and are we following the rule of law should be the question. This president seems more concerned with trying to, you know, play to the world stage than he is to play to the own, you know, our own people and what's in our own interest. And it's in our interest to support Israel tooth and nail. They're the only democracy in the region, and to snub the only democracy that shares our values to me is beyond my imagination.
So if Obama's elected for another term, how precarious will that relationship, do you think, continue to get?
Well, if you look at his approval ratings in Israel, and they understand him better than about half the people in this country, apparently his approval rating is, you know, about 10% or something like that. They understand that he is not a friend of Israel. They understand that he can speak out of both sides of his mouth. But they look at his actions, and they know exactly what his position is vis-a-vis Israel. You know, this issue in the Democrat platform that they're going to, you know, take Israel, Jerusalem is not the capital of Israel. They put it back in there because they were embarrassed by it. But let's face it, the president could tell the State Department right now, their position in the State Department is that issue of where Jerusalem is the capital or not the capital is to be decided at a future date. All the president has to do is say, nope. Jerusalem is the capital of Israel. He won't do it. So that tells you everything you need to know, and also his refusal to provide the refueling capabilities to the Israelis for an attack, the refusal to give them bunker buster bombs. And then his suggestion, the one thing that really tells you everything about his position towards Israel, when he told them that you should go back to your 67 borders, it's insane.
Yeah. Yeah. The last one, Jeff, homegrown terrorists. This seems to be, it seems like it's swelling in different parts of the country. How concerned are you about that being something that we're going to see multiply in the future?
Yeah, I mean, the Pew studies have indicated that these people aren't al-Qaeda, but they are certainly individuals that are inspired by the virus of radical jihad, and they are growing in numbers. They're being recruited not only in the mosque, but through the internet, through social networks, media, outside influences, and they hide behind religion, they hide behind our freedoms, they hide behind the First Amendment. I've run into many of them in the last 10 years, and they are no friends of this country. Now, you know, a lot of them are not hardcore supporters of violence, but they're certainly sympathizers, and they aid and abet, in my opinion, many of the radical Islamic extremist ideas.
Yeah, Jeff Atticott, always a pleasure to catch up with you. Keep fighting the good fight. Thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thanks, Dave.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Fly on September 11th for fear that that's when a big attack would happen. Nothing happened, thank goodness. Here we are in America Tonight talking about a bunch of different things as usual, kind of zigging and zagging in a few directions. Some thoughts on 9/11 and where we are and what's going on as far as terrorism is concerned. What's happening with high-tech ways to come at America, and, of course, to go after a lot of other Western countries as well. And also some other things that are happening, like the embassy attacks, pretty scary stuff, complete disregard. And, of course, once you go after Muhammad in any way, that sarcastic, joking, any of that kind of stuff, fair game for, not fair game, but definitely a target, let's say, of people who will do whatever they can in their rabid fanaticism to come after you. Let's go to Sammy in North Carolina. Sammy, you've been hanging for a while. Thanks so much, dude. I appreciate it.
Are you there?
I'm here. What's up, man?
Well, I was listening to him talk about the teachers earlier in Chicago striking. And, you know, with us living in a capitalist society the way we do, I don't have a problem with people trying to make more money, although I do think that a school teacher making 70-something thousand dollars a year with perks, wanting and demanding a 35% increase in pay when they've got a pathetic success rate. They graduate less than 40% of their students, and they got like a 3% percentage rate of children who finished under their tutelage and go on to college. If they were being paid accordingly, like most people who live in a capitalist society, instead of getting an increase in pay, they'd be getting a serious decrease in pay.
Yeah. You know what, Sammy, I agree with you 100%, but see, this is the union. This is the problem with the unions. Once you're in and they've got the hammer that they can lay down, that's what they're doing. So you're right. What's the motivation? That's the thing. You said it right there, and you did it perfectly.
There is no motivation. You know, in a capitalist society like the one that this country became the greatest country on earth in less than 200 years. And it was only because of two things, our faith in ourselves, our faith in our founding fathers and God, and our individual entrepreneurship. But we're not supposed to be rewarded when we fail. And right now, the educational system in this country is failing miserably.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. You hit the target. I mean, here we go. Second day of negotiations. Kids out of school. Kids not doing well in school. And yet heavy demands because of that union. And I believe
if you listen to some of the people they interviewed on the street, some of those people sounded illiterate.
I know.
And they were supposed to be school teachers?
Yeah.
Excuse me. But if that's what's teaching our children, I understand why we're finishing 30th and higher in every subject across the world. I mean, it was really embarrassing.
Yeah, absolutely. You gave the stats, and you're right. 40 is a terrible number, and so low down the list, I'm right there with you. I'm all about capitalism, and that is the backbone of this country, and unfortunately, that's the problem with what's now happened with the unions.
And there was a time when unions were a good thing in this country.
Yes.
Maybe in some cases, still maybe so, depending on the subject matter. Because there's some cases where the workers do need some protection. But, I mean, when it gets to the point where you're failing miserably, your guarantee should go away.
Yeah, like everybody else. I mean, fair is fair. I mean,
that's right. I mean, the rest of us out here don't have any guarantee. The only thing we have a guarantee is that we're going to have to pay taxes and have more of it. And a lot of people don't even have jobs.
Yeah. 49, so, check this out, Sammy. I'm going to give you a stat. Of the 49 points in the contract offer, the union agreed to just 6 of them. They couldn't be further apart. The facts are scrambled, and I think these kids are going to be out of school. And if you look at the rates of what the grades are and the graduation and what they go on to, then it shows you that they can't afford to have any days out of school, and they need some better teachers. You were a great caller. Don't be a stranger. Call us again. Jeff is listening to us in Missouri. Hey, Jeff.
Good morning. One quick sidebar before my main comment. I never thought I'd be siding on Rahm Emanuel on anything.
Oh, so you're siding with him in this whole teachers thing. Yeah.
Well, I mean, aren't most people conservatives when it comes to this, really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
and
absolutely.
So like I said, I never thought I'd be siding with Rahm Emanuel on anything.
Yeah.
But anyway, my main comment is about the storming of the embassies.
Yeah.
That is basically an attack on U.S. soil, and Obama administration apologized to the extremists. And that's basically what, I mean, it's basically looking like, Kristen Powers, I'm sure you've heard of her.
Mm-hmm.
She posted on Twitter, except for the, hostages, it's starting to look like the Iran hostage, with the embassies there.
Yeah, the pictures were unbelievable. That's what I said. I didn't know what was going on when I got the photographs. When someone had sent me the photographs, I didn't know what I was looking at, and then I had to dig around, and when I saw, I was like, you gotta be kidding me.
And now an American has been killed in Libya. An American official has been killed in Libya.
Yeah.
Still no official comment from the White House.
Yeah. It's bad. I said the same thing. It's extremists. and allowing ourselves to be held hostage by extremists is the wrong way to go.
Yeah, and this is a real failure, and this happened on 9/11 too. So basically, Obama apologized to Islamic extremists on 9/11.
Yeah, and there's no reason for that. If not, then it's better to not even say anything. But that shouldn't be. In this case, there's no. It's ridiculous. I mean, the situation is ridiculous.
And why didn't were there guards at the Egyptian embassy, U.S. embassy in Egypt, or was that basically abandoned for some reason?
Wait, say that again about the Egyptian embassy in Cairo.
Was the embassy in Egypt abandoned, or were there guards?
No, there were guards.
And they did not fire on them.
No.
Then what's the point on the guards? They were attacking U.S. soil.
Yeah. Yeah.
The same with the Libyan.
Yeah, and ultimately get the flag. They ultimately get the flag, put up the other flag, and it was a mess.
And the consulate in Libya, they attacked that one, too. An American official was killed.
Yeah.
And these guards did nothing.
And they're worried that this is going to spread, actually, to some of the other embassies. So they're talking about perhaps clearing out the American personnel. So once again, then we'd be abandoning the embassies, and that's probably what would happen.
No matter what kind of video or film that's no right response like that.
Yeah, but you're a rational person. You're talking about irrational. Well, I think you are irrational extremists, and you see what happens in any of the mentions of the prophet that they decide the depiction is wrong. Extremists get a hold of it. It becomes sort of the shot heard around the world. It's like that Danish cartoonist who has to live with a panic room and for fear of his life.
Yeah, and we helped Libya and Egypt kind of getting rid of their people. They're dictators, kind of.
Yeah. Well, not kind of. No, not kind of. We definitely did. And then who's stepping in? Muslim Brotherhood, somebody representing the Muslim Brotherhood, which, as Jeff Atticott, who comes on all the time and goes to the Middle East, says, you know, listen, do you think these are rational people? Maybe some of them, but there definitely is an arm in that group that you can't trust. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, it's like that saying, the person is smart, but the group is not.
Yeah.
So even among the groups, the radical person may be smart, I mean rational, but when they're combined with the group, that's what happens.
Yeah, beware. You know, it's the devil you know versus the devil you don't know. And in the case of the Mubarak, and who was taking tons of money, in the case of Mubarak and Gaddafi, you know, look now what's ultimately happened. And look at the unrest, and a moment's notice, anything can bubble up there. There certainly hasn't been a massive change, at least that we can say, in the right direction. And these are great examples, looking at what's happened at the embassies. So it's interesting in talking about the embassies and what's happened there and how that could explode in a different direction. I think they will get a lot of the Americans out for fear of what could happen in some of the other spots, but being held hostage in a different way, the city of Chicago, by this teacher strike, Rahm Emanuel, like Jeff is saying, he's the one who talked to reporters in the morning and said, you know, this is a strike of choice, and it's the wrong choice for the kids. I mean, this was like 5 months of negotiations. 5 months of negotiations, and one of the sticking points is teacher evaluations, duh. And the other one is some of the provisions that dealt with jobs for laid-off teachers. And then, of course, money is the other part of this thing. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects. Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
On a day when we remember 11 years ago, violence on our own shores as we make the final turn here on America Tonight. You still have time to throw in your two cents, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Mitt Romney and Barack Obama called a truce when it came to airing nasty campaign ads on September 11th. However, Mitt Romney did say that he was outraged by the attacks on American diplomatic missions in Libya and Egypt and by the death of an American consulate worker in Benghazi, which is horrific, and said it's disgraceful that the Obama administration's first response was not to condemn attacks on our diplomatic missions, but to sympathize with those who waged the attack. So, Ben LaBolt, who is an Obama campaign spokesman, issued a statement in response to what Romney said and said, "We're shocked that at a time when the United States of America is confronting the tragic death of one of our diplomatic officers in Libya, Governor Romney would choose to launch a political attack." Who's right? Who's wrong? Sometimes I think you have to come out swinging, and I know a lot of people disagree with that. but you have to flex some muscle. And I think that in the case of what happened in both of those embassy situations, and especially when you have just a consulate worker who was slaughtered, who was murdered, let's face it, I think it's right to say we won't tolerate this. You know, you want our help, we have our embassies there, and then you climb the wall, take down our flag, burn it, throw graffiti with a whole bunch of nasty stuff all over the walls, and you want us to stay here and help you? Come on. How many times do we have to have sand kicked in our face? I understand that ultimately we do live in the greatest country on the face of the earth, and we are the great uniters, not the dividers. But sometimes you got to wonder at what cost. At what cost to us? All right, I have a correction to make here on America Tonight, believe it or not. It's like the New York Times, or maybe I should say, it's like the Toledo Blade making a retraction. I've been saying for a couple of shows that we've got Nail the Score coming up this week, but I mistakenly told you it was on Friday morning. We are not doing it on Friday morning. We do it on the Thursday morning show, which for some of you would be like Wednesday. So our next show, in other words, we have Nail the Score. And the reason for that is, before you boo, the reason for that is because we have Thursday games in the NFL. So I want to make sure that, yeah. Sweet. So I want to make sure that every game is a possibility in the computer. I want a clean selection. You know, we might not have clean elections in this country, but darn it, we're going to have a clean selection for Nail the Score each and every week. So that means we got to be able to at least try to include all the games, especially in the beginning of the season, since we already had Dave in Vermont win the very first week. The very first week. And you know what? You got to love this, too, since I'm mixing in this correction. You have to love the fact that we have people like Izzy in Missouri listening to the show, because she heard me say that we had a winner, you know, right away in our first week. And here it's been years since we've had a winner. It always seems to me like we're getting closer and closer, because it's like the lottery. You call in and you say, you know, the Eagles are going to beat Cleveland and the score is going to be 17-16, whatever the game of the week is. So Izzy in Missouri sends me a note. Hi, Kate. I heard a gentleman won the Nail the Score contest. Can you please tell me how I can get in touch with him so I can get info on his favorite sports team, favorite color, etc., for his miniature sports room? You can give him my email, and if he wishes to contact me directly with the info, he'll need to contact Lee also to give him a size and preference on the jacket. Thanks so much. I mean, how cool is that? Listeners throwing in on the swag bag. See, like a miniature. I want to say Dave's favorite, by the way, is the Giants, but I could be wrong on that. I think it's very cool. And gets a jacket, too, to boot. It's that whole Made in America thing. Sweetness. All right, see, more reasons why. Listen to America Tonight. You really never know what's going to happen, especially when the listeners get involved. That's the cool thing. Definitely the cool thing. There are a few other odds and ends to shake out here as we move along, including, you know, I keep saying the big question that came out of both conventions was, are you better off than you were 4 years ago? Where are you better off? How do you feel about your current situation? And the answer to that question is, if you have unemployment that's 8.2, 8.3, but really higher, because you got to include underemployed. You have to include people who've just given up, and they just say, forget it. I gotta chill, or I'm gonna lose my mind. I can't send out another 500 resumes and get rejected. Or I hear stories of people going to interviews, and normally in the good old days, there might be 10 people, and maybe 5 of them aren't qualified, and so you're in the race with maybe 2 other people. Now, it's really who you know, first of all. And if it's not, and it's a wide open job search, companies are floored by the amount of resumes they're getting. They can't believe it. And the reason is because there aren't jobs. So people in some spots, there aren't jobs. Now, there have been many people who would disagree with what I just said. They would refute that and say, well, there are jobs. What are you talking about? There's no jobs. I think a big problem is going to be the flood of extra people coming in with the two-year, basically, amnesty, I'll call it, the executive order, so that if you were in this country and went to school or served in the military, that kind of thing, you could sign up for the workers' permit if you were, you know, anywhere from 18 to 30 years old. So throwing that many more people into the workforce, I think, is going to be difficult, because I think it's going to be very hard to find jobs across the board for any of these people. But as I said, not everybody agrees with that. A lot of people think that it's been the opposite, that there are in fact jobs, and people just aren't saying it. They aren't saying that there is a turnaround, including this one that I got from Double H, who says, Kate, you're a smart lady. I don't understand why you're buying into all these bogus numbers that are coming out of D.C. It makes no sense to me, because I think there is a turnaround in this country. I can feel the turnaround, and there are a lot of other people that would agree with me that there have been more jobs created. It's just more rhetoric from the right. It's not true that there aren't jobs. People have to look a tad harder. Well, I could tell you personal examples that I know of people who have looked to the point of, you know, so hard, so much, that they've gone practically out of their minds, losing their minds trying to find a job, and just don't understand, thinking they have to get their resumes redone and have to pay somebody because they have no clue what they're doing. And it's not that. It's that they don't have the right connection to get in. Now, either way, listen, I am rooting for America to turn the ship around as fast as possible and for more jobs to become a reality, for the corporate tax rate to be lowered, the less jobs go overseas, and for the tax situation to be cleared up so that entrepreneurs who are trying to hire people can actually go ahead and hire them. That's the America that I want to continue to live in.
Soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.